Deb, what advice would you give to people out there? I mean, last night you told a fantastic story about yourself as a young 14-year-old, inspired by someone who you saw on singing opera. So what advice would you give to aspiring Aboriginal singers across Australia?
Opera is a great way of telling your story. In fact, for me, it's the most powerful way of telling a story. It's so much like the ceremony that Aboriginal people have enacted for a thousand generations. It's the coming together of dance, song, costume, storytelling. That's what opera is. Mm. And that's a really, really familiar space for Aboriginal people. Mm. I think that for Australian opera, we have an infinite source of incredible stories from traditional Aboriginal culture that can be told through this medium. I think finding a connection through your voice is the most fundamental way of knowing yourself. So I think opera is a logical fit for Aboriginal people. You can sing in any language. I mean, in Pecan Summer, the opera that I wrote 5 years ago, there's English, of course, but there's Yorta Yorta and telling of our creation story. So I guess I would encourage young Aboriginal singers to explore this dynamic and powerful way of telling their story.
Mm. I mean, it's sometimes you say to, you know, people in the arts, oh my goodness, you know, you're in for a hard time. But really, that's, in a way, that's just bad advice, isn't it? If you're doing something that you love, that's what you should do.
Well, look, the arts, performing arts, visual arts, for Aboriginal people is fundamental to our identity. It's not an optional extra. It's not an elective that you take in year 7 and drop in year 10 in favour of all the serious subjects. This is the way that Aboriginal people have passed on all their knowledge of science, geography, the humanities, any subject you can think about, any subject you can name, the information and the knowledge collected over a thousand generations has always been passed on through the song, through the dance. So, for me,
it's kind of good advice to the rest of the world,
isn't it? It's advice for the whole world because the way in which we learn now, which is constantly changing with the revolution of technology, the explosion of technology into classrooms, it's fascinating. And you know, I'm a bit of a gadget girl, so I'm not, you know, dissing the technology. But what it comes back to is that personal experience of passing on the story and the knowledge, of being there in the space to experience and to know, to taste and to feel. So the performing arts is, look, we're hardwired to learn in this way. So what Short Black Opera is working very hard at is elevating the status of the arts in Australian society.
Tell us a little bit about Short Black Opera. So in a nutshell,
Short Black Opera, National Indigenous Opera Company, to bring together voices from all the nations. I'd love the company to be that large, but we have strong representation from all the states and territories now, all except for the Northern Territory, can you believe? So it's one of the reasons I was so keen to come here to Garma and to make that connection, to sing in my language last night, the language of opera, and to see if we could entice some singers out of this country. Because I'm telling you that I have heard some of the finest tenor voices while I've been up here at Garma, and I've found baritones and bass baritones galore, southeastern Australia, no worries at all. The tenors are all up here in the top end. And when you think about it, Harold Blair from up there on Sherberg Mission in North Queensland, great Aboriginal tenor. So yeah. I think it's got something to do with the climate up here.
Wow, isn't that amazing? So, what was it like? I mean, last night, for everyone who was here, we're going to show some footage of that on the Garma website.
Sure.
But what was it like for you? I mean, because for everyone else, it was a very special feeling. And I must say, it was the same sort of atmosphere that Jimmy Little, you know, sort of had when he was singing here. There was a sort of a calm that came over the place. It was just a fantastic revival feeling.
I feel that I'm so fortunate to be part of that family. I mean, Jimmy's talent as a philosopher, as an orator, as a singer, as a healer, you know, that was embedded throughout the whole family. And my grandparents, I owe so much to them. Grandparents that I never had the honour of meeting, but knowing them through Jimmy. Whatever I can do, it's really because I've inherited that from my ancestors. And yeah, Jimmy did have that way about him. Last night, you know, it was a really empowering experience for me, but not in the way that you might expect. You might expect to come to Garma and experience something that is other, is surreal. And certainly that experience is here to be had. But what last night did for me was actually reaffirm who I am as a Yorta Yorta woman. Because I was standing there sharing a little bit of my story and a little bit about bringing the opera together and writing Pecan Summer and telling that story of the Kamra walk-off. And as I was singing, I was thinking, this is special, but you know what? It's actually no more special than how it feels when I'm on my own country telling this story. It's equal to that. And that's enough. It doesn't have to be more than that. I'd like to invite the Yolnu clans to come down to the Barma forest.
Yeah.
And learn about Yorta Yorta culture down there. If we do that as individual nations, you know, we're going to be stronger for it.
Look, it's true. And, you know, I spend a bit of time with Paul Briggs. You know, he's a great friend of mine. And it astounds me that Australians bypass Victoria and think of Aboriginal culture as coming from the north.
I
understand exactly what you meant talking on the Garma space. But this Garma was very much about almost re-establishing the song line south to north as well as north to south.
That's really important. And the signing of that document on day one was part of that, where the nations were represented, or at least eight of them were represented, and Paul was part of that.
Yes.
And I was so proud. Collectively, we are so powerful. Our knowledge is that extend back 1,000 generations, and the value of that knowledge as it comes into its own, as Australians, as we live in a climate that is becoming more and more challenging in so many ways, as we search for identity, as we try to understand what's happening in our world in terms of the environment, where are we going to look? We're going to look to knowledge that has been here and has seen climate change over 70,000 years.
Yeah.
We're going to look to the people who've known themselves for more than 1,000 generations. And we're going to mature into our true identity as Australians together. That's what I really believe. I think that, you know, the work that Paul is doing through Rumbalara in Shepparton, that has provided a foundation for us, Short Black Opera, to connect with the community, even though I'm related to most of them, including Paul, but to go back in there, if there weren't organisations like Rumbalara, it just wouldn't be possible to bring people together.
Wouldn't it be wonderful to have an opera one day on that oval?
We're going
to
do it.
Yeah, I'd love to see it.
There's no question.
That'll be a big issue. That'll be like a big event.
Take it into the Barma Forest there, you know.
God, that'd be so
the Dania Centre, rebuild that up, put a stage in there. We've actually sung... We've sung some of Pecan Summer in that forest, and we've sung some Wagner in that forest, the Pilgrim's Chorus from Tannhäuser. It has the most incredible acoustic, all that wood. It's like standing in Angel Place or, you know, the Melbourne Recital Centre. It's that good. So it's only a matter of time.
Okay, so tell us about Pecan Summer. There's some new events coming up, isn't there?
Pecan Summer will have its fourth season in Adelaide in 2014. July 4, 5 and 6 at Her Majesty's Theatre. And there's so much history in that theatre. It's 100 years old, you know. Mm. And in the context of the colonisation of Australia, 100 years is a big chunk, yeah? Mm,
yeah.
And so we celebrate taking opera into that beautiful theatre. We celebrate the fact that there will be some local talent from Adelaide in our company, Vonda Last and Robert Taylor, and we're hoping that some of the kids from the schools that we'll work with ahead of the production will also be in the company. But yeah, we'll take that important story, that walker from Cummeragunga that's told through Peck and Summer, we'll take that to Adelaide and we'll share it with that audience. I really can't wait.
Fantastic.